helps us with the reality that we are alive and that we are going to die. Church helps us deal with existential questions such as, where do we come from? We believe with great certainty evolutionary forms of the simple cells that moved out of the waters 3 billion years ago. How does this mind-boggling fact impact how we live our lives? Church helps us contemplate where we're going. How do we choose to participate in living and loving? Many of us come to church as if Rilke spoke directly for us and stating, death before us, great death stands, our fate held close within his quiet hands. Here we explore what happens to us after our bodies stop functioning. Today, I faithfully proclaim that church helps us to live longer and better. I am not saying that by declaring a specific theological doctrine, you will be assured any direct benefits. I do not deny the reality that nobody escapes slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. Life is often difficult and unfair. What I am saying is that regular attendance and participation in religious life generally leads to longer and healthier life. For years, scholars have debated and explored the impact of participating in religious life, what it does for health and mortality. And in recent decades, studies were criticized for methodological weaknesses, such as not eliminating the factor of reverse causality. For some time, it remained possible that healthier people attended church and would have lived longer even if they had never come to church, synagogue, or mosque in the first place. But advances in the research, including at Harvard, Pitt, and Duke, are eliminating such ambiguities. Currently, nearly 40% of Americans, this is quite a stat, nearly 40% of Americans report attending religious service once per week or more. And that's with religious attendance on the decline. Researchers at the Harvard Chan School looked at data from 92 to 2012 from over 74,000 women who participated in a specific study. The women regularly through the 20 years answered questions about diet, lifestyle, and religious service attendance. And the researchers adjusted for factors including diet, physical activity, alcohol consumption, smoking, body mass index, social integration, depression, race, and ethnicity. During the 20-year study, women who attended more than once per week had 33.5% lower mortality risk compared with women who never attended religious services. The more than once per week attendees had 27% less chance of cardiovascular mortality and 21% less chance of cancer mortality. Different study, a team of researchers at Duke Medical School ran a study of 1,700 people in which they found support for the hypothesis that older adults who frequently attend religious services have healthier immune systems. Of course, there are no guarantees. And of those of us gathered here today, we don't know who will be next to shed our mortal coil. And something noteworthy is taking place. Harvard epidemiology professor Tyler Vanderweel says the studies indicate important developments take place for people who move beyond solitary spirituality. I think that's a key sentence. Important developments take place for people who move beyond solitary spirituality. That's a Harvard epidemiologist speaking, not Reverend Kent Mathias. But I agree with Dr. Vanderweel. Benefits of an active church life, he says, include increasing social support, discouraging smoking, decreasing depression, and helping people develop more optimistic and hopeful outlooks on life. Sounds pretty good. Church attendance and participation seem to be simple and key factors. Why? Good discussion for you and coworkers, neighbors, family, friends. Here at the Unitarian Society of Germantown, I'll tell you what I see and believe. I believe and witness that we accompany one another through the good, the bad, and the ugly. In beloved community, we have a lot of words for it. I say we practice mindfulness, which leads us to falling in love with life as life is, with all its paradoxes, ambiguities, imperfections. There's still a lot to fall in love with right now. Together, we strengthen our appreciation muscles for things that too often go unnoticed, like having water that we can drink that's clean and not get us sick. Too many people around the world cannot just go to the faucet and pour a glass of water. Those of us fortunate to have clothes to put on our back, those of us fortunate enough to have a roof over our head every night, we strengthen our appreciation muscles for important things that we might overlook on busy days, like Kent walking back and forth past Connie with his cell phone in his face. Here we also help one another cope with the fact that our hearts break again and again and again. We support when families split and never repair. We engage solidarity when loved ones struggle with barely manageable mental health challenges. Here we cultivate resiliency for all stages of life. When I entered seminary, my mentor, Reverend Don Wheat, my minister from childhood, impressed a couple key facts on me, and one of the key ones is getting old is not for sissies. And the ministers and the church should never romanticize getting old, he told me. And now he's 84 himself with Parkinson's. But aging can involve dealing with hearing loss and challenged walking or chronic pain. And the beloved community of church can teach us to go through it all with what Rilke called a proud joy. And when we embrace that at all stages, we can lift life's red wine up and drink of the mystic shining cup every minute from birth to death, even when it's not easy, when it's a little miserable or a lot miserable. We can still, at the same time, possibly paradoxically, find ecstasy leaping through our beings. That's mystical. It's real. Here we learn when and how to let go. This week, we learned our beloved social justice warrior, June Krebs, is dying. Her esophagus is ripped. She's on her seventh day, at least, with no food. Many people are surrounding her with love every day. We had a gathering on Friday where we told her we loved her. She told us, I need to take a nap, get out of my room. And we sang, Spirit of life, come unto me. June's been singing that song every day this week. I've been honored to sing that song with her 6 days in a row. And we've just been saying, we love you, we love you, we love you, to Jim. Here we celebrate life's joys. On February 4th, Super Bowl parties were happening all over the region, and we had a real good party right here. We're connected via phone, what's it called? We're FaceTime with two of our members who were in the building at the Super Bowl. Go Eagles. And at one point, I thought this was a quintessential church moment, as a guy from diapers been in church. I have three grandmothers over here watching the game, and my five-year-old son over here. And the grandmothers are very upset with Chris Collinsworth. Tom Brady is coming back to us. Oh, Tom Brady, we can't know this. And the women are saying, oh, give me a break. Be quiet. And Ellis is just totally captivated by these church women. And I said, this is why we do church, people. This is what he needs to learn about life right here. He's getting everything he needs for development. I had a practice. I was screaming too loud, so I ran around five rooms. I had like a running path so I didn't break anybody's eardrums. But I was, many of us were so glad to do that together. Carolyn, am I right? Yeah. Here we celebrate victories like that one. And more importantly, we celebrate when somebody recovers from a car accident. We celebrate when somebody performs in a play, when somebody receives their yellow belt in karate, when someone runs a half marathon, when somebody walks around the block on the first day of recovery from surgery. We celebrate when somebody falls in love. We celebrate people making efforts to sacrifice and have an impact on reducing carbon emissions. And here we celebrate citizens returning from prison to find sustaining jobs, to put their lives back into order. We celebrate. That increases maybe quantity of life, definitely quality. Part of the way the church gives you a chance to live longer and better is church empowers you with others, with partners, to increase quality of life and quantity of life out in the wider world. The gun violence epidemic is unacceptable. We know we're called to be a part of changing this. We are going to be working. We are working. We had people out in at least three cities on the 24th of March on the streets protesting together with our fellow citizens. We're not doing this just to keep ourselves safe, although that's important. We're doing this to keep all our neighbors and fellow citizens safe. Dr. Daniel Hall works at Pittsburgh Medical Center, and he analyzed death rates and found three ways on average that people can add years to their lives. First, exercise can add 3 to 5 years on your life. Second, cholesterol-lowering drugs can add 2.5 to 3.5 years. And third, Dr. Hall says, church attendance can add 2 to 3 years to your life. And in the same study, they broke down the costs of these methods, extending, improving life. Medicine costs the most, exercise costs the second amount, and church was the least expensive. But going to church is not free. When people first attend church, we encourage, strongly encourage them to be our guest without contribution. If you're here today for the first time or the fifth time, be our guest. We want to hear your story. We want you to get to know us, including join us for lunch and just be a guest. That's important to us. And actually, I'll make this point. If you didn't know it, you could attend here for decades and never pay a dime. You can. You can do that. Just don't get confused and think that it's actually free. Because it's paid for by the generosity of the people sitting all around you. Maybe not 100%, but I'll tell you, there's some mind-bogglingly generous people in this room and in this congregation. There have been generous people since 1865, since the 1920s when they built this building. There's decade after decade of ministry that's been touching and changing lives, and it's done through a lot of generosity with people that could have put their money to something else. They had a choice. We live more than ever in a consumeristic society. I love bargain shopping. I'll bet I could match most of you on Amazon or other places and getting a good deal. But we don't want to relate to our church like we go shopping at the Acme or, you know, shop on the web. This community is a great bargain, but you get in what you get out what you put in. You get out what you put in. And that includes money. I believe that not only attending, but also giving money to religious community can increase your quantity and quality of life. Check me on that sentence later, but I absolutely believe it. My parents are not dying right now. But it's been a very rough couple of months with the progression of my father's Alzheimer's. And multiple times with my mother's heart failure, I was worried that she was in an active dying process. My sister and I have tremendous gratitude for all the blessings that our parents have bestowed upon us, including that they raised us from babies in Unitarian Universalist Church. Rich and Mary Ellen love church. My parents have done almost every job there is in the church. And right now, with my dad with Alzheimer's, I'm not spinning this every week that I'm going to be in the pulpit. He tries and does help me with my sermon preparation, talking to me. I'd love to tell you about it. It's real. And my parents exemplified through the decades coming to church and supporting church makes a difference. Possibly to live longer, absolutely to live better. There are many languages of love, including investing your money where you want to make a difference. My parents from Chicago have been sending money to this church, and I know a ton of you have been. This church, which does so much for us and countless others, deserves our money. And this church, we rest assured that our bodies will die, but our love will not. Through the body of this church, our love and our money will live on, helping people to live longer and better. Blessings be. Amen.